Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. The Wellness Community and Gildas Club have united to become the Cancer Support Community, one of the largest providers of cancer support in the United States and around the world. Our services are offered at over 170 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. This episode of Frankly Speaking About Cancer is sponsored in part by Amgen. One person alone can't beat cancer. It takes a team. This is the idea behind a unique initiative called Breakaway from Cancer, founded by Amgen in 2005 to raise awareness of the free resources available to people affected by cancer from prevention through survivorship. The Cancer Support Community is joined by three other terrific nonprofit organizations, the Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship in this terrific partnership. Together as Breakaway from Cancer partners, we are working to share our valuable support, education, and advocacy resources to people impacted by cancer. We want people to know that they have a whole team of support behind them, and they do not have to face cancer alone. One of the ways this Breakaway from Cancer initiative reaches people living with cancer and their loved ones is involvement in year-round professional and amateur sporting events across the country. And we're actually gearing up for a week-long event next week, the Amgen Tour of California. Joining us today on the show is Richard Paulson, Vice President of Marketing for the Oncology Business Unit at Amgen, based in Thousand Oaks, California. Thanks for joining, Richard.
Hello, Kim. Thanks for having me.
And also with us today is Patrick Devinger. Patrick was diagnosed with cancer in 2008 when he was fresh out of grad school and had just started a new job. He found the Cancer Support Community San Francisco Bay Area through the Breakaway from Cancer initiative, and he's been involved in the organization ever since. Thanks for joining us, Patrick.
Thanks so much, Kim. It's great to be here.
So let's get started. We have a lot that we want to talk about today, and I want folks to understand what Breakaway from Cancer is and what the Amgen Tour of California is. Richard, let me start with you. This is the ninth year of the Breakaway from Cancer initiative, and I have to say I've had the pleasure of being out at the tour and involved in Breakaway since the beginning, 9 years ago. Richard, can you tell us why this partnership was created by Amgen back in 2005 and why it's still so important to Amgen today?
Well, Kim, I mean, the Breakaway from Cancer initiative connects directly with Amgen's mission, which is to serve patients. And Amgen is a biotechnology company. We were founded in 1980, and ever since then, we've been very passionate about helping those with cancer. And part of that passion is really to help patients, obviously, and also to help people around patients, as you mentioned, a team, helping the team with support, with resources, to really help everybody together fight cancer. So for us, not only do we want to be engaged in discovering, developing, and delivering vital biotechnology medicines, we want to be here to help serve patients battling serious illness, and we recognize it takes a team to battle cancer, and we're here to support that team.
Oh, that's terrific, and I love that analogy of the team approach to facing a cancer diagnosis, because we do know that it does take a team. Richard, the signature event of the Breakaway from Cancer initiative, there's things that happen throughout the year, but really the kind of the centerpiece of Breakaway from Cancer is the Amgen Tour of California. I'm sure we have a lot of folks listening who don't know what the Amgen Tour of California is. If you could tell us a little bit more about this event so folks can really understand it, maybe come out and attend or tune in. Really want to build some excitement today about how wonderful of an event it is.
Yeah, it's right around the corner. We're excited about it. It's America's greatest cycling race, May 11th to 18th, eight cities, starting in Sacramento, ending in Thousand Oaks. And the Amgen Tour of California is really a platform which Amgen has used to extend the reach of our Breakaway from Cancer initiative nationwide to help raise awareness about what people go through in battling cancer, again, from prevention through survivorship. And it's not only a race. You know, we have a number of activities going on. We actually have, as I mentioned, 8 cities where people can engage and be part of lifestyle festivals. And in those lifestyle festivals, what we want to support and drive is actually creating the world's biggest cancer support team. So people have the opportunity to go into those lifestyle festivals, get their pictures taken, and build support and link support to people who they may know have suffered from cancer or people who are currently suffering from cancer. What we're talking about is creating champions. And we have, hashtag breakaway for those which are Twitter fans and can put their support in there. We also have a Facebook page, which is Breakaway from Cancer. To go in and really share your support and share your stories to build, the world's biggest cancer support team. All of that through our lifestyle festivals. And then there's also 4 cities, which are Sacramento, Cambria, Santa Barbara, and Thousand Oaks, where we have breakaway miles. And that's where people can engage and walk to recognize and to celebrate the support and the battle for survivors that have gone through and battled cancer. So we're excited about it. It's right around the corner, May 11th to 18th. Like I said, starting in Sacramento, going to Thousand Oaks. You can look at www.amgentourofcalifornia.com or www.breakawayfromcancer.com.
That's a great summary, Richard, and I want folks to really understand how exciting this event is. It really is. It is a world-class cycling race. You're talking about the top cyclists in the world who all come to California to participate in this race, and it is such an amazing platform for the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative to really raise awareness about the free resources that are out there for people facing cancer. Patrick, let me bring you into the conversation here. You are a cancer survivor. You have a pretty unique story to tell. Would you just tell our listeners a little bit about your story, when and how you were diagnosed with cancer at such a young age and what that was like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the age of 30, you'd already talked about this a little bit, but I was, fresh out of grad school. I literally just turned 30 about a month before. I was a couple months into a new job. My insurance had just gone effective August 1st, and on August 22nd, 2008, I was diagnosed with tongue cancer, and my jaw hit the floor. I mean, it was the kind of news you just wouldn't expect to be at that point in your life with a whole field in front of you, and just to suddenly have time stop and to hear those words, "You have cancer." We were very fortunate. We attracted. We were in the office early. And it was a great prognosis. But, what followed after hearing that diagnosis was surgery. Fortunately, there was no chemo or radiation because we caught it so early. But it was a brutal recovery. Having tongue cancer, oral cancer especially, is really something unique to cancer survivors. And it absolutely changed my life, and I really needed. It was a tremendous emotional toll. Both my wife, my young wife, needed help and support, and we're struggling to find that. And it's just the kind of thing that you just don't know how to recover from, and you need a lot of help. It was a very difficult time.
Can you tell us, Patrick, how you came across the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative and how you sort of stumbled onto that and learned about specifically the cancer support community through that effort?
Yeah, absolutely. So like every good, cancer survivor, I definitely did not take the advice of my doctor. I spent countless hours on the internet. And it's the kind of thing where you just need hope. You need to hear stories. You need to see stories of people who survived, who've gotten a similar diagnosis and who have, who've made it through. And that's what I did. I spent a lot of time on the internet researching, looking, trying just to figure out why me, why I was the one that got this particular cancer. I had no lifestyle habits that would have suggested or given me tongue cancer. Is really something that people get after decades of, you know, smoking and drinking, and so I wanted to find out why. And I hit the internet and was just looking at all different kinds of things. I was a cyclist, so I came across Breakaway from Cancer. And while I was on the website, I saw that one of the organizations, the participating organizations, was the wellness community at the time, which is now the cancer support community. And I found out that they were literally within, you know, 2 miles from where we lived. And given the need at that point in time, I was through my treatment. I had my surgery. I'd basically, you know, been pretty well recovered, but, you know, physically, at least from the initial surgery, but emotionally, we needed some help and support. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, life just sort of stops, and everyone else around you continues to move forward. And so I found the cancer support community. The minute I walked through those doors, it literally is like a cancer, like a clubhouse for cancer survivors. You walk in, they give you a hug, you sit down, you go through your enrollment process, and immediately, you know, you're placed into a group of peers who are going through the same journey that you're going through. And, you know, right from the minute, you just feel welcomed. And you feel like you're in the presence of people you can relate to. And it was just so lucky to have come across the wellness community at that point in time. And I'm very grateful for Breakaway from Cancer for providing that.
Well, I think you're sort of the living, breathing story, Patrick, of what it always has been our hope with the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative, is that folks like you would find the resources available through these four partners through Breakaway from Cancer, and find, whether it's support or financial resources or survivor care, whatever it may be, you know, it's really, that's the idea of this Breakaway from Cancer Initiative, is that folks will find us. We've got a minute or so until the break, Patrick, but since your diagnosis, since you found CSC, tell us, just give us a minute or two about your life since that time.
Well, I'll be actually 6 years out this summer. I mean, it's pretty amazing how long it's been, and it feels like, you know, it feels like a decade ago, really, to be honest. I've got 2 young children, a 4-year-old, a 2-year-old. You know, I'm basically on another career since that diagnosis as well. You know, and I'm, you know, much healthier, much more conscious about, you know, what I put into my body and how we live our lives, and still, you know, it's the kind of thing that always haunts. I mean, you know, anytime you feel a phantom pain or something, you know, unique, you always worry. It could be cancer again. So you live with the fear, but you get beyond it, and you live every day, you know, with as full life as you can. But still, you know, once you've heard those words, you have cancer, it absolutely puts your life on a different track.
On a different track, yeah. We'll talk more about that with Patrick. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking about the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative and the Amgen Tour of California, which starts on Sunday in Sacramento. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Cancer. It's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you at Breakaway from Cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tivoldo, and today I'm joined by Richard Paulson from Amgen and Patrick Debinger, a cancer survivor from San Francisco. We're talking about Breakaway from Cancer, an initiative to increase awareness of the free resources available to people affected by cancer. Richard, let's talk for a minute or two about the significance behind the name Breakaway from Cancer, what that means, and also maybe we can just talk a little bit about the four partners who are involved, because I know that Amgen was sort of very intentional about reaching out and selecting four partners for the Breakaway initiative.
Yeah, I think the name Breakaway from Cancer is just an outstanding name, and it puts a smile on my face every time when I think about the name and the significance of it. For those who don't know cycling, in cycling, it's not just an individual that's going to win a race. It's a whole team that's needed to help someone win a race. There's what's called a peloton, which is a big group that cycles together. In that group, they have to share strategies and help and support each other. And then people break away from that and can win, a segment of the race or can win the race based on the support they got from their team. And that's very much the same when you look at how people battle cancer and survive their cancer battle. Now, they need a team. It's a support team. It's the people around them. It's obviously their healthcare providers and professionals. But it's really everyone around together who's going to help cancer patients really break away from cancer and beat their cancer. And that's what we're focusing on. That's what we're passionate about. So the name Breakaway from Cancer is just a great name, and it helps, I think, patients recognize the great role that their support network gives to them. And for us, as you mentioned, there are four partners, which I think do an outstanding job of helping to raise resources and support for patients and for the families and caregivers around them. There's a Prevent Cancer Foundation, which is really focused on preventing cancer and the importance of screening and early detection. There's obviously the cancer support community, which you know well, support, education, and hope to those affected by cancer. I went to a great program on Friday, actually, here in Thousand Oaks, and it was extremely moving to hear a young boy, I think in his 12, 13 years old, talking about a battle his father went through with cancer, and how this boy, in the first week of unfortunately when his father was diagnosed, went into a children's support circle, and how that support circle really helped this boy as his father went through his battle. Unfortunately, his father passed because of cancer, but the boy spoke and has passion and great memories of his father and has really found a way forward to move with such excitement and focus on his future. And he talked about the great support he got through the cancer support community, and that just moved everybody, moved myself, and just put renewed enthusiasm, excitement, and energy when you see the impact it has.
Yeah, that's great.
Our third partner is the Patient Advocate Foundation, which really does a lot to help those in terms of safeguarding around financials, access to care, maintenance of employment, financial stability through this whole battle that they face. And then the oldest survivor-led organization in our country is the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship. And that's really there to provide tools and empower people affected by cancer to advocate for themselves. So four great partners that Amgen is honored to be a partner with, and again, the focus really is around patients and their support networks, making sure they get the kind of resources and support they need.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that story, Richard. I appreciate you going out to that event and sharing that story. I think it's very powerful, and I think this, I've always sort of loved the unique blend of these four organizations, from prevention through diagnosis, through the continuum of care, through survivorship, that, whether people are looking for support services, help with decision making, help talking to their children about cancer, help with survivor care planning, help with financial resources, that really the blend of these four organizations, I think, really does it all in terms of helping people throughout the continuum of care. I think it's also unique that all of our organizations are not diagnosis specific, that we help people with all different cancers at all stage of illness, and that we certainly support the family members and loved ones of people with cancer too. Sounds like, Richard, we might need to work to get that young man and his family out to the tour of California.
We're working on that. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be great. I'll bet that would be a nice day for him. Richard, we've got the tour starting just a few days away, particularly for folks who may just be joining us. What kind of special events will there be for Breakaway from Cancer? What will be happening during the tour? How can folks, particularly who are out in California, who may want to come out to California, how can they engage and be a part of these different activities?
There's a lot of ways they can, and I think they can do it online through the Breakaway from Cancer, where we want to create the world's largest cancer support team, so really driving a momentum for people who want to show their support and leave messages of support through social media. Again, that's hashtag Breakaway or www.breakawayfromcancer.com. And during the event this week, you know, from May 11th to 18th, which is a race, again, starting in Sacramento, ending up in Thousand Oaks, we actually have four breakaway miles, which are in Sacramento, Cambria, Santa Barbara, and Thousand Oaks. And in the breakaway miles, you know, it's about a one-mile walk sponsored by Amgen, and that's where we want to celebrate cancer survivors and their support networks. So it's an opportunity for people to walk, to go across the finish line and in front of the racers and really then follow and cheer on the professional cyclists. It really empowers patients. It's moving. It's a great opportunity for people to get together. So we encourage people to get out and do that. And in each one of the walks, we can have about 150 people. And I'll actually be a champion in each one of those, which is our Breakaway from Cancer champion. So we're excited about that. We also encourage people to get out to the race, you know, in all eight cities. There's the Lifestyle Festival, where people can get their picture taken, cancer patients, their support team, pictures of support. And even to watch, you know, each city of where we have the race, we have a Breakaway from Cancer Most Courageous Rider jersey. And that's a cyclist who best exemplifies, you know, the character of those engaged in the fight against cancer. So it's not only going to be, you know, it's not the fastest, it's not necessarily the best cyclist, but someone who's really demonstrated courage, you know, sacrifice, determination, and perseverance, which is what we know it takes a cancer survivor and the families and the lovers around them to battle cancer.
Patrick, you've participated in these Breakaway from Cancer survivor walks. You have volunteered at the Lifestyle Festival. You've talked to patients, survivors, people who've just been diagnosed and have been sort of on the, you know, the front line with us to be a part of these activities. Just give our listeners a flavor for what that's like to be there, to be kind of out there in the excitement, but also to have a chance to access these resources. Why do you think that these kinds of events are such an important part of the Breakaway from Cancer initiative?
I've participated in this event for the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, and I'm always just struck at how much it brings me back to that moment, to hear the, you know, to sit in the booth and to be having the story, sharing stories with people who have are either newly diagnosed themselves or who are the parents of someone who's been newly diagnosed, or have a best friend or a friend of a friend, and you know it's just the opportunity to connect them with the resources that are available. There are just so many wonderful resources available. And if you can, you know, make that connection, hey, there's a cancer support community nearby. This is what it did for me. This is what I think it can do for you or for your friend. And just to make that connection is just such an amazing opportunity. And I just feel like I always just feel so blessed to be able to share my story, maybe give somebody some hope. Also, to hear about the courage that other people have going through these journeys. And it really is an amazing production. There's just, if you haven't been to a professional cycling race like Tour of California before, it is just so well run, so well organized. And the opportunity to come out and to have this type of outreach is amazing. And for people to be able to participate in the rides, you know, there was a ride a couple years ago that I was able to participate in, and you know the final mile walk, it really allows you to honor yourself as a survivor, honor your caregivers, people who've given you so much support, and it just the feeling that you get being so connected and surrounded by people who are all focused on survivorship. And caring for those loved ones that may have a cancer. It's heart-wrenching. Every year I get emotional participating in this event. It's really fantastic.
have a great personal story about participating a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
My doctor, I was invited to shoot off the starting gun at the San Francisco Start, and my doctor had just announced that that he'd be leaving for New York a couple months prior, and you know, it was really tough to see such a, you know, he was such a tremendous part of my, you know, my survivorship. You know, I'd seen him for checkups, you know, monthly, and I was very anxious about him leaving, and so I'm there on the stage, and I was about to shoot the gun off and meeting professional cyclists, and I look down the crowd and I see him in the crowd, and I had no idea he was going to be there. I had the opportunity to bring him on stage with me, and he's very clinical, through the journey with him, I realized that he was into cycling. And so we had this connection that we were able to develop through cycling. So yeah. Getting him on stage and meeting, you know, some of his cycling heroes was just such an amazing way to share a goodbye and a thank you with him. We had my final checkup, you know, in the VIP tent afterwards.
Yeah.
It was just, I couldn't have had a better way to show appreciation for somebody who saved my life. And that's one amazing, amazing story that this organization, that this Breakaway from Cancer event has done for me. So I'm forever grateful.
That is a great story. And I think that what you're describing is really the essence of what the Breakaway from Cancer initiative is about. That idea that it takes a team, that it's you know, you're out there, your wife is your support person is out there, your doctor is out there, we've got our nurses out there, your social workers out there, we've got, you know, support organizations like Cancer Support Community and so many other wonderful community organizations that are out there, all kind of getting behind, you know, patients and families to help to smooth the way. One patient described it to me, the Cancer Support Community, that you never feel like you're in the dark because Cancer Support Community is always shining a light for you to help you find the way. And I love that description. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking about the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative and the Amgen Tour of California, which starts on Sunday in Sacramento. We are so psyched about coming out to California and being a part of that, connecting with patients and families throughout the state. We're going to take a quick break here. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
People living with breast cancer often find it difficult to ask for help, and many of the people in their lives want to help but don't know how. During National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Cancer Support Community is proud to support Meal Train, sponsored by Magnolia, which utilizes MealTrain.com, a free shared online calendar, to streamline the process of giving and receiving meals for families coping with breast cancer. Help us reach our goal of 1,000 new breast cancer-specific meal trains this October. To learn more, visit mealtrain.com/MMT and enter the code MAGNOLIAB or visit us at cancersupportcommunity.org. Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliffe Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals.com. Or call 617-733-5848.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Thibodeau, and today I'm here with Richard Paulson and Patrick Devinger talking more about the Breakaway from Cancer initiative. Patrick, I love that story that you shared with us in the last segment about your doctor and about the fact that it takes so many folks and resources really rallying around a patient to help smooth the way. We know that cancer can, in addition to the physical toll that cancer can take, it can also take quite a toll on people emotionally. And I know, Patrick, you said you were really so surprised about your diagnosis. You were 30, not even 30. What was that? What was the kind of emotional impact of that, diagnosis, particularly at such a young age when you're thinking about this whole future ahead of you?
It was tremendous. It was dramatic. I mean, all my friends and people my age, coworkers, peers were, just going out their lives and having fun and not having to think about, potentially their lives ending. It's just, I was the kind of person before the diagnosis. I had no problem sleeping, very little anxiety. Once I was diagnosed, I had a very hard time sleeping. I laid awake night after night just wondering what lied in store, what was going to happen to me, what was going to happen to my wife. What a lucky guy, the next guy's going to be, who she marries and gets to spend the rest of her life with. Those are the kind of thoughts that go through your head, and those are the kind of things that you don't want to share with, with other people, because it's hard to say, it's hard to hear. So that's the kind of thing emotionally that, I mean, everybody deals with it differently. For me, it was pretty tough. I was in the best hands medically that I could have been. 100% of my body was being taken care of by my great, medical team. But emotionally, I really needed help, and that's, having the support group, was just huge. Regard.
Yeah, talk more, Patrick, about what programs you and your family took advantage of at the cancer support community. What was what was helpful for you? What did you find there?
Yeah, well, I can say my wife and I spent about a year in support group, and so the way they do is wonderful. They break it up so that there's a room for survivors, there's a room for caregivers, and you both get a chance to go into the room full of people who are going through the same thing that you're going through, asking the same questions that you're asking, having the same challenges you're asking. What are the best, supplements for me if I'm on a liquid diet? Just treatment courses and fears and all those things that you go through your head. You have the opportunity to sit there with a room full of survivors in a, with a marriage and family therapist, with a licensed therapist, and just talk about what's happened and what's going on for an hour a week. And man, I can tell you that walking out of that room after an hour every week was just, you felt lighter than air. And it wasn't always, it's heavy. It's heavy stuff too. I mean, when you sit there with somebody who, things maybe aren't going as well for, and just to see the courage and just to be, to be blessed to be spending that time with someone, and hear what they're going through, to hear what they're thinking, is just tremendous. An amazing place to be, amazing place to share. And I felt really, really honored to have that opportunity. And I know my wife did as well. And so that's support groups. There's a whole menu. My wife and I took healthy eating classes. We took mindfulness and meditation courses. There is a full menu. So there's something for everyone at the cancer support community. There's drumming circles, knitting circles. There are diagnosis-specific support groups. So there's support groups for breast cancer survivors or for lung cancer survivors specifically. There are just a tremendous number of resources, yoga classes, Tai Chi and Qigong, and just all different ways to activate, to participate, to be there with. I mean, you look at the calendar on a monthly basis for our local support, for our local cancer support community, and it's literally every day is full. you know, we struggle now to try and to book the main room because there's always some type of activity going on and taking place in there.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful place with a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. I think it's important for folks to know that there is this range of services, like you said, a menu of services. So, you know, however you choose to kind of dive in and find out, you know, what's there. If you're drawn to a support group, if that's something for you, that's great. If not, like you said, there's healthy eating and nutrition, educational programs, ask the doctor, ask the nurse. So really a wide range. And I think it's important to mention, Patrick, that all of these services are free for people with cancer and their families. Last year, the cancer support community provided over $45 million in free services to patients and families across the country. Richard, I know that working at, at a company like Amgen, obviously you guys are so invested in research, in development, in new innovations, and bringing bringing new therapies to patients across the country, and around the world. And I know that can be pretty deep and intense work at a company like Amgen. But what do you think it means for you and your colleagues at Amgen to hear a story like Patrick's story, or to go to the event last week and hear from that young man who found sort of a port in the storm, or just to be out there on the tour and be meeting folks who are being impacted by cancer? What does that mean for you and your work?
I mean, hearing Patrick's story, hearing from this young man last week, it really moves me. It re-energizes me, re-energizes my teams when, we really recognize and makes me proud, actually, to work for Amgen, that we recognize, there's more than just our medicines and what we can do, as we can really help patients through helping to provide more emotional support, as Patrick talked about, through our partners, and recognizing that, patients need support, their loved ones, their families need support. And it fully aligns with our mission, which is to serve patients in any way we can. So that, I think, for every employee at Amgen, that inspires us. That's why we're here. We want to help patients really fight and beat this serious illness, which we call cancer.
Yeah, I know, Richard. It's just so great to see. I know there are so many Amgen folks who come out for the tour, and they really, I think, get so fired up, coming through the breakaway tent, being able to be in there and talking to patients and survivors, to just see these organizations interacting directly with patients, providing the support, providing the resources. I know it has to be kind of heartwarming. Patrick, I know you said you're 6 years out from your diagnosis. I know you're still involved with the cancer support community. Can you tell us about your involvement today with CSC? And also something you mentioned earlier, you said that even several years out, you get an ache, you get a pain, you're not feeling well. You think, gosh, maybe it's the cancer, maybe it's the cancer's back. Have you learned some techniques, or there are tools and resources that you've been able to access at CSC to help manage through, that anxiety? I mean, what does that look like for you today?
Well, with a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, you don't really have a lot of time to think about that type of stuff. I'm pretty busy as it is, so. I'm just thankful that when their noses aren't running and they're healthy. So you asked a couple questions there. My involvement today, I'm on the board of directors. I transitioned, a couple years ago, and you mentioned that all the services are free, and that's the responsibility now of the board of directors, is to find ways to provide these services. I mean, the last thing you want to think about when you're dealing with cancer is, how you're gonna pay for things. I mean, you're already getting a barrage of more paperwork than you could possibly even imagine, more bills than you could possibly imagine, insurance companies, medical doctors. And it's just so nice to walk in and out of there and not have to fill out or get a bill or any of that stuff. And that's one of the most amazing things about it, and why I'm continue to be committed to it on the board. And one of my biggest focuses is engagement and trying to let people know that this is a resource in their backyards, and bringing in, frontline medical doctors, everyone from dentists to, general practitioners, say, hey, if you know of anybody that's going through something like this, there's an amazing resource in your backyard. And we have these events, you know, once a quarter where we'll bring in participants, you know, medical participants or best friends or family members or just whoever might benefit from seeing what we do and sharing with them what it's all about. And it's an amazing opportunity to really showcase the organization and what it does for people in their own backyards. That's what I do to give back. And in doing so, it, you know, just walking through those doors, it brings peace. It's an amazing, amazing feeling to be there. It's such a wonderful place. And, you know, you just got to move on to life, you know? I mean, you never know what's going to be around the corner, and you got to be positive and keep your head up and do everything you can to try and avoid it if you can.
You know, Patrick, we've got just a quick minute until our break here, but, you know, we see folks who say, you know what, I'm done with cancer, putting it in the rearview mirror, moving on. But, you know, what was it that tugged you about sort of giving back and staying connected to CSC?
I just feel emotionally connected. Maybe I'm just an emotional guy, but it's wonderful people. I mean, and it's kind of, some people call it the survivor's curse, you know, where, you know, you've been through it, you've been helped, and it's your obligation to help others get through it.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, Patrick, we need people like you who have been touched by the disease, who benefited from the services, and want to make sure that we are getting the word out, you know, to others who also need those services. And I think especially, you know, you being diagnosed as a young guy, you know, you were in a different situation, and, you know, obviously it's a little more rare for somebody your age, you know, when you were diagnosed, to be diagnosed with cancer. So I think particularly for other young people to kind of look at you and say, hey, look at this guy, you know, he's been through cancer, he's out, he's active, he's married, he's got two kids, he's got, you know, there's life after cancer, you know, for a young healthy guy, and there's, you know, ways to kind of move on with that. And I think that it's a real inspiration, and we're really grateful that you're taking the time to give back and to share your story. It means so much. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking about the Breakaway from Cancer initiative in the Amgen Tour of California, which is starting next Sunday. We're going to take a quick break here. We've got a couple more topics we want to cover, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, and today we've been talking about Breakaway from Cancer and the Amgen Tour of California with Amgen's Richard Paulson, along with San Francisco area cancer survivor Patrick Devinger. Richard, I have to say, it's hard to believe that the Amgen Tour of California is in less than a week. And again, I'm proud to say that it's the Cancer Support Community's ninth year, nine of nine, out on the tour talking to patients and survivors and letting them know about the resources. But what are you, Richard, and the team at Amgen really looking forward to at the tour next week?
Well, Kim, I mean, we're excited about reaching more cancer patients, survivors, and their support teams. We're excited about building the world's largest cancer support team. You know, showing your support through hashtag Breakaway or through Breakaway from Cancer on our Facebook page. We're excited about reaching, you know, more. We've already reached hundreds of thousands of patients, and how do we continue to go out and reach more? And I'm really excited about partaking in the Breakaway Miles. So, engaging in those walks, seeing patients, survivors, their caregivers, and recognizing, you know, the Breakaway from Cancer champions. Those champions are going to have in each one of the Breakaway Mile walks. That's so moving, so motivational, and I can't wait for it to happen.
It's exciting, and you know, certainly a lot to look forward to, a lot to celebrate out in California. I have to. There's so many wonderful people at Amgen involved in this initiative, and so many wonderful people at AEG involved in this initiative. And I'm going to take a risk and give a shout out to Catherine West at Amgen, who really helped to birth this initiative 9 years ago. She has also been out and a part of the tour and Breakaway from the beginning every year. Really a great Amgen representative and a great advocate of patients. So I would be remiss if I did not give Catherine a shout out for all her dedication and hard work on Breakaway from Cancer. Patrick, you've been out on the tour. You've been out with us at Cancer Support Community. You've helped to staff the booth, talked, really been great talking with patients who've, you know, come up to the booth to talk to us. What are some of the highlights for you of the tour, of being out there with the Breakaway, and what can folks look forward to if they're coming out?
Well, I mean, for one, it's just the action's amazing. If you haven't been to a professional cycling race, it's wonderful. If all you've seen is the Tour of California on TV or the Tour de France, I mean, getting there and just seeing the peloton whiz by is amazing. But second to that, I mean, the thing that I always look for is for that connection. You know, I mean, I remember so many stories, so many conversations with people, and just being able to connect them and provide them, you know, with the resources, or at least provide them, share with them the resources that are available. And to hear those stories and to reconnect almost selfishly to my own cancer journey, and just, it's amazing, tremendous perspective, you know, for me and for hopefully for everyone, you know, kind of walking through that booth. I mean, that's some of my favorite. And seeing everyone from past tours and the commitment and the dedication. You just mentioned Catherine West, and I always love seeing her. And have loved seeing her. What a wonderful person, and what an amazing commitment. And you know, seeing people from past tours, and it's a wonderful event. And I would urge and encourage everyone to go if you're close by.
Yeah, another fantastic couple who come out with Patrick and others who help us and support us and staff the booth. Two cancer survivors, Andy and Dottie Levin. Who are just wonderful folks who come out, and they're coming out again this year and are a part of the tour. So we're looking forward to seeing them as well. We're coming up towards the end of our show here. Richard, I know we're working to make sure that Breakaway from Cancer isn't just sort of a flash in the pan during the tour, and that we're working on making sure that there's some other events happening throughout the year. Can you tell folks, are there other things to look forward to, or maybe give them the website again where they can go to find more information and kind of track the progress of Breakaway, not only through the tour but throughout the year?
Hey, Kim, I think there's a ton of activities with our four nonprofit partners doing great activities across the country. You know, we've raised more than $2 million for Breakaway from Cancer over the years. And as you said, we have a great website, www.breakawayfromcancer.com, which links you into our partners and allows you to find out more about Breakaway from Cancer and allows you to go in and find the resources and support you need. So we encourage people to look into that and get involved and really find across the country the right kind of resources and support you need to move you forward in your battle against cancer.
Patrick, in just a quick moment, someone's just been diagnosed with cancer. Any, you know, you having obviously lived through it, tips or advice you have for someone who's just been diagnosed?
Well, first of all, you know, just let them know you're not alone, and build your team. You know, get your trusted team of advisors, your doctors, your family, your caregivers. Get everyone lined up and get the support that you need in place, because you're going to get through it. And you're going to need everybody, and going to be you're going to be a different person for it. But on the other end, you're going to be better, no matter what the outcome.
Yeah, it's great advice. And again, I think we all want to make sure folks who are listening know that you do not have to face cancer alone. That it does take a team to get through this, and we've got a team for you to help you through this through the Breakaway from Cancer Initiative. I want to thank Richard and Patrick for being on the show today. You guys have been great. Appreciate you taking the time to educate and inform our listeners about this very important initiative. If you'd like to learn more about Breakaway from Cancer, please visit the website www.breakawayfromcancer.com. You can learn about all of our partner organizations. You can learn about the resources, how you can get connected to the support and resources that you need if you are facing cancer. I just want to give a shout out again. The cancer support community is so pleased to partner with three terrific national organizations, the Prevent Cancer Foundation, the Patient Advocate Foundation, and the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship. It's a wonderful, now many-year partnership to educate, support, and advocate for cancer patients and their families throughout the journey. If you're out in California next week, we'd love to see you at one of the eight stages of the Amgen Tour of California. We will be in the Breakaway from Cancer tent and in the Lifestyle Festival with our partners, and we'd love for you to come out and chat with us and tell us your story, and perhaps we have some information and resources that might help you or others through the cancer journey. Again, the cancer support community has many free resources for patients and families. We've got centers across the country. We've got a very active online community. We've got a helpline. If you want to give us a call, you can do so at 888-793-9355. That's our helpline. It's staffed by counselors who would love to chat with you and help you with the research, with counseling, and connect you to valuable resources. That's 888-793-9355, or you can go to our website at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. Thank you for listening today to Frankly Speaking About Cancer. And until next time, be well, do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Tibaldo. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org.